NATO defence ministers are arriving in Brussels at this hour, gearing up to discuss their new mission, Arctic Sentry. The NATO chief, Mark Rutte, will be chairing the talks as the alliance puts plans in place to boost its military presence in the far north. The deployment is an effort to smooth over a recent rift between the US and other NATO allies over Donald Trump's plans to annex Greenland. Germany's defence minister has welcomed the mission, saying that Germany will initially contribute 4 Eurofighter jets.
Who is using this route? Who is securing this route for themselves or for others? These questions are of central interest to NATO countries. Since Russia is the strongest maritime force in the region, we need to take a closer look at that. And we have been looking into it for years. That is why I welcome this next step, which is Arctic Sentry.
Now, the US President Donald Trump's focus on Greenland put the Arctic region in sharper focus. NATO chief Mark Rutte said the alliance's new mission will leverage its capabilities in the face of growing Russian and Chinese interest in the region as it becomes a new geopolitical hotspot.
Arctic Sentry leverages the strength of the alliance by bringing together NATO and allied activities in the High North into one overarching operational approach to the region.